Community outcry over old-growth tree removal on private property in Lower Redway is not going away, and Humboldt's Board of Supervisors will soon be taking it up. Last winter, a homeowner cut down several old-growth redwood trees on his property on the corner of Bryceland Road and Oak Ridge Drive in Lower Redway. Supervisors heard objections to it during a public comment period last January and heard more at their March 3rd meeting. Residents of Redway and Southern Humboldt emphasized the importance of protecting the last of the county's old-growth redwoods and set a county Q-zone ordinance, a term describing an area with specific regulations, prohibits such cutting. The trees were reportedly cut to protect an on-site home, and the tree removals were approved by CAL FIRE, which allows exceptions to old-growth preservation in cases where structures are endangered. But Redway residents questioned why the county allowed it to happen and how such situations will be handled in the future, as said here by Sue Maloney.
I believe the landowner and CAL FIRE abused the exemption process. In addition to that, Humboldt County clearly failed to enforce its own ordinance. This never should have happened. The trees that were cut were all healthy, straight, and sound. They were not in danger of falling over. The only potential hazard was falling branches. Falling branches are not enough of a hazard to warrant taking entire old-growth trees. The county failed to perform its required duties by allowing this. The county has permitting authority that should have caused further scrutiny of this logging and avoided the destruction of these old growth trees. In the future, the county must not allow this to happen. It's pretty straightforward. Existing regulations simply need to be enforced. So the questions I have are, how did it happen that the Q zone was so easily circumvented, and what assurances will the county give that will convince us that this won't happen in the future?
Ettersburg residents John Harden and Amy Gustin described the cutting as an affront to community values, with Harden saying allowing sale of the redwood represents, quote, cynical opportunism, and Gustin saying the cutting is, quote, a real middle finger to the community. Other residents criticized the county's planning director, John Ford, and the planning department. But Southern Humboldt Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said Ford and the department weren't involved because the county shifted tree removal decision-making to CAL FIRE in response to litigation.
Currently, the process is on hold and is under review with the planning department. Director Ford had nothing to do with this. This exemption process came from this board, from a lawsuit that we got into with PG&E 2 years ago. And the planning department was directed by this board to do this from 2 years ago. So it has nothing to do with the planning department. I'm happy to talk to any of you. I don't think I've gotten an email from any of you. I know several of you. I'm happy to meet with you. When I became aware of this, I immediately called Director Ford, and I also immediately called CAL FIRE, and we had a meeting with CAL FIRE. We are working through the process to make this more transparent and to do what we can.
Some speakers noted that the homeowner who did the cutting is a CAL FIRE employee and suggested that bias is afoot. One speaker described the cutting as, quote, corruption enabled by John Ford and the planning department, who were happy to abandon their responsibilities and ignore a crime happening right in front of them. That drew a response from Supervisor Rex Bone, who said, quote, you lose any respect from me when you come up here and attack our staff. And he added that Ford had nothing to do with the cut, which, quote, never reached his desk. Before saying the matter should be taken up at a future meeting, Supervisor Steve Madrone spoke for the trees who can't.
We need to speak for the trees have no tongues. So we are speaking to you, board, at the top of our lungs. Unless someone like us cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. And so I would very much recommend that we agendize this item so we can have a full discussion about the Q zone, what happened here, and what we're going to be doing going forward.
In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.